How about it, race fans? It's Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com here at the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series race tonight at 411 Motor Speedway, and I'm with Kyle Strickler. Kyle, I want to start off with, does it ever get old hearing that you are a feature winner at Eldora Speedway?
No, it doesn't. It never gets old. But that doesn't slow us down from wanting the next one. We were really good last week at the War of Outlaw races up there in Bulls Gap, and I think we led 27 laps or something with left front flat, and thought we could pull home the win there, but I ended up having some power steering issues and overheating issues, and we put her back together, and we're ready to rip tonight. This is a place that we've had some success at, and we've also struggled some here too, so we're getting some momentum built up and getting some confidence built up, and I look forward to the races tonight and going to compete with these national touring guys.
One thing I wanted to talk about is with these national tours, a guy like yourself who mostly races regionally, you guys are starting to win some races. You won it up at Eldora. Zach Mitchell won World of Outlaws last week at Bulls Gap. Ross Bales, he won the last race here, the Lucas race here, plus he also won at Cherokee. Why is it these regional guys are stepping in there and whipping the national guys?
I mean, I think that it's, you know, I've heard a lot of people, you know, tell me stuff like this. You know, I've asked McCready the same thing, and Ross Bales and I have talked about it too. It's very team dependent. If you can have a good group of guys that can help you have a really good car and go to the racetrack prepared and have your stuff together, we all drive race cars. You don't get to this level and without being able to drive a race car. So I think nowadays with the teams sharing information and working together, you see a guy that just because he doesn't follow the national tour, when you have a guy like Zach that goes to Bulls Gap, which is in our region, or myself at Eldora, or Ross with all the success he's had last year and even this year, and those are places that those guys have a lot of laps at and they enjoy going to. So when everything goes your way, like I said, it's just another race, and it's cool to see that though. I mean, maybe it's because of the position that I'm in with being one of those regional guys, that I always like to see my fellow regional guys outrun the national touring guys, just because it's a good story and I think it's good for short track racing.
And one thing I believe that's changed, you know, 20, 25 years ago, a regional guy might be driving an old hand-me-down car that he got from a national guy. Nowadays, everybody's got a new Longhorn or a new Rocket or a Barry Ride or whatever, and they've got a top-quality engine in it.
Yep. Yeah, it's there's a huge difference between what it takes to go run an entire tour and what it does to go run week to week. Like, we have top-notch stuff, but we only have one of them, you know. Yeah. So those guys, it takes two, three cars and you know, four or five guys to go on the road with you full time, and three or four motors to go run the whole tour. Right now we got one car and one Cornette motor and one Mullins LS motor. So it's everything that, you know, that these guys, the regional guys, you know, you're right, they do have the same stuff that that the big guys have. It's just we don't have as much of it, you know. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of these guys that are very capable of coming out here tonight or any night and they're part of the country and going out there and putting on a show and winning big races.
And when you say you're part of the country, you know, if they do have pretty similar equipment and all that, they probably got a great deal more track familiarity, like say a Corey Hedgecock here, Donald McIntosh, they've run many laps here. This is only the second time Lucas has ever been here.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you'll have guys that, like Jimmy Owens, who's got a ton of laps around here and being a national guy. So I think he's going to be really tough tonight. But yeah, when you're a touring series and you go all over the country and you have these guys that have hundreds of thousands of laps around their racetrack and they know it better than the national guys. But I think it's great for the short track racing and dirt late model racing for you know, the fans to get to see somebody that they don't see on dirt all the time, or getting the media attention. It's always good to get media attention for the guys that don't do it on a national level, because it, you know, it brings their name out there, and I mean, I love it. Anything we can do to get our name out there to hopefully get to where we're running the national tour and can have the sponsors and the help that it takes to run that is what it's all about. So got to start somewhere, and we're easing into it. And I'm really proud of my guys and all the sponsors we do have now that are helped me get me to this point. And like I said, we got just as good a shot as anybody else, I think.
All right. I appreciate you. Good luck tonight, Kyle.
Thank you.
That's Kyle Strickler. I'm Richard Allen. Keep up with live updates all night on InsideDirtRacing.com.